I, Moya, come to greet you and to congratulate you for having created and participated in a ritual that is truly of unique benefit to all those who partake thereof. You have been willing to share your individual God flames by reading these words that are truly so unique and such a gift from the heart of the Divine Mother. This is a ritual that you might repeat with other rosaries in the future, for truly, by sharing your individual God flames, you strengthen those flames, and you form an upward spiral whereby the whole becomes more than the sum of its parts. Truly, my beloved Chelas, I trust you know that my very stern message this morning was not directed at those of you who are here. I was speaking to the greater consciousness of those who have not moved on with the cycles of God's will. Yet, I do come to you with somewhat of a challenge, for I wish you to realize that some of you have some fear and trepidation about expressing your God flame here on earth. And I, Moya, come to you to offer you some help in coming to the inner resolution, the inner sense of absolute determination and willpower that will empower you to be here below all that you are above. And so, I offer you the opportunity to give to me now a prayer of surrender of all fear, doubt, human questioning, and all sense of separation from the will of God that truly is the will of your higher being. For when you are in that will of God, you have no hesitation and no trepidation about expressing your God flame in every situation. And I dare say that all of you can need a little extra willpower and determination. Truly, it would be advantageous for many of you to give the rosary of God's will with a clear intention that you are willing to surrender all of the ego illusions that prevent you from expressing your God flame, from being who you are, that you are willing to surrender all of the fears, all of the doubts of your ego that stand between you and the higher being out of which you have come as an individualization descending into the matter world with a clear desire and the infinite love of God that you are here to bring God's kingdom to earth. Truly, we have all taken embodiment. We have all been overwhelmed by the density of the energies on this planet. Yet, I overcame by becoming one with my guru, and you can overcome by becoming one with your guru. And so to help you take that first step, I ask you to rise to your feet and make your own calls now to my diamond heart and to the diamond will of God to consume all that stands in the way of your expression, freely giving of your God flame that you have freely received from God. My beloved, if you hesitate to give the call, how can I help you overcome your hesitation? Speak up. I am sometimes hard of hearing. Say with me now then, O God, be it unto me according to your will. O God, be it unto me according to your will. O God, be it unto me according to your will. O God, be it unto me according to your will. O God, be it unto me according to your will. O God, be it unto me according to your will. O God, be it unto me according to your will. O God, be it unto me according to your will. O God, be it unto me according to your will. O God, be it unto me according to your will. O God, be it unto me according to your will, which truly is your will when you step outside of the consciousness of separation and reunite with the will that brought you to this planet to bring God's kingdom. Truly, no power in the consciousness of duality can withstand the absolute, uncompromising, unwavering determination of the diamond will of God. Thus, I impart to you a portion of that diamond will as you are willing and able to receive it according to your surrender, and thus I seal you in my diamond heart. It is done.